The words of God given to us today are Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. It is page 10 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Before I begin, I would like to note that it is Pastor Kim Young-jun's turn to deliver the sermon today, but I am taking his place today because he is on sick leave. It is difficult to live as the Lord's people, as Christians. This is because the Lord's people need to opt for the difficult, tough, and narrow path, and not an easy, comfortable, and wide path. When you walk the narrow path, you face various types of difficulties. There are times when you have to endure insults and schemes coming from people who take the wide path. There are also times when you have to make the right decision between good and evil, truth and falsehood. What is more difficult is when someone you thought was on the same journey on the narrow path tries to push you out of the path. Jesus tells us to caution against such people. The following is verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ferocious wolves. False prophets are people who have not been called by God, but work as if they have been. They're on the opposite end of the Lord's people who do the Lord's work after receiving his calling. Jesus tells us to beware of such people. Such people can appear to be gentle, kind, handsome, or beautiful. They're disguised as gentle sheep, but inside, there are wolves who are merciless and plunder. We cannot determine who are not the Lord's people from their outward appearances. They tend to appear more like the Lord's people. The meaning of the term ferocious in ferocious wolves in Greek was robber, swindler, or someone who seizes. These people harm others and only seek their interests, so they eventually reveal themselves. They cannot conceal themselves for a lifetime. Then how can we tell who are the Lord's people and who are not? The following are verses 16 through 18. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. The Lord says we can tell apart people from the fruit they bear. He tells us that we can look at their behavior to tell if someone is a wolf, even if the person is disguised as a sheep. Jesus told a parable of a tree after mentioning the parable of the sheep and wolf. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? He asks. However hard you try to disguise yourself, your true self does not change. The words used to explain trees and fruit are good and bad. If you look at the Greek terms, there are words not explaining about a tree's fruit, but words that tell of the ethics of people. By using trees and fruit as metaphors, Jesus talked about people's character and their behavior. It goes without saying that people who are not of the Lord cannot continue to live rightfully or bear fruit of the gospel, the Holy Spirit, and of love and sacrifice. A good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. Then what happens to the bad tree that bears bad fruit? Verse 19 says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. A tree that does not bear good fruit is a bad tree and is not a person of the Lord. Such trees are cut down and thrown into the fire. They are used, cut down and thrown into the fire was an idiomatic expression used at the time. John the Baptist also used this expression. It refers to the last judgment. But what is interesting is that it is in present passive. The judgment takes place in the future, but it is referred to in present tense to emphasize the weight of the judgment. And the passive voice is used to show that the judgment will be executed regardless of the willingness of the judged. It is the Lord telling that the bad tree that bears bad fruit cannot escape judgment. In verse 20, he repeats verse 16 to conclude. Thus you will recognize them by their fruit. Bad trees, thus people who are not of the Lord, can be told apart by their fruit. Because there are bad trees that bear bad fruit, they are cut down and thrown into the fire. This means that they cannot enter heaven. Verse 21 tells us about what will happen to these people. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Here the Lord in Greek is Kyrios. It is used to address Jesus as the Son of God and not for any person of high ranking. The Lord tells us that not everyone who calls the Lord is a true believer or children of God. a wolf can disguise as a sheep and call the Lord and pretend to be gentle and pious. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. This means you cannot call the Lord if not in the Holy Spirit. How is this different from the verse in Matthew's? The verse in 1 Corinthians says, we can only call the Lord in the Holy Spirit, and implies that just using your lips to call the Lord is not a true confession. Let's look at the verse again. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed. If you look at the Greek version, accursed is cursed person. At the time, Jesus' death on the cross was widely known. A person who died on the cross was regarded a cursed person. A person had to be in the Holy Spirit not to refer to Jesus as a cursed person. The latter half of the verse says, no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. We can tell this is different from simply calling Jesus Lord. Let us look at Romans 10, verse 13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This verse tells that calling the name of the Lord relates directly to salvation. You need to look at the verses that come before this verse to understand the meaning. Let's look at Romans 10, verse 9. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This means that you need to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is our Lord to be saved. Just confessing with your mouth does not make you children of God. Verse 21 says, those who do the will of God can enter heaven. But this does not mean that you can be saved just with your actions, without faith. A sinner can be saved through believing in Jesus by God's grace. The faith should go beyond confessing with one's lips and show through action. A person of faith is a person of the Lord and a person that does the will of our Heavenly Father. We cannot be saved by only calling the Lord with our lips. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of evildoers. On that day means the day of the judgment. Many people will call the Lord on that day. But the verses tell us that the Lord will turn away from them. This is because what they did was evil. They did not believe in the Lord, but prophesied in his name. Prophesizing means spreading the word of God. Prophets deliver the word through the given laws. But while the word of God they deliver may be true, they cannot be saved. This is because they are not people of the Lord. Those who God turns away from include people who have cast out demons. But even if they cast out demons in the Lord's name, the power lies in the Lord and not in the people who drove out the demons. These people are not channels or people of the Lord and will not be saved. This also applies to the people who did mighty works in the name of the Lord. They are not people of the Lord. What about us? We can do things that others cannot do in the name of the Lord. And others can envy us for this. We can hear from others that we have been blessed by the grace of God. Other people can be touched by seeing us. But wouldn't it be terrifying to learn that God could turn away from us despite our work? So we need to be able to tell apart wolves who are disguised as sheep, but we also need to reflect upon ourselves if we are not such people. How can we know? By looking at the fruit we bear. Fruit is shown by our actions. Only actions from faith can be fruit of a healthy tree, and we can receive acknowledgement from the Lord with such fruit. What kind of fruit have we borne? Anyone who is a bad tree that was unable to produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. But we have hope. There is no need to be discouraged by approaching this idea from a biological perspective, by which fruit will be determined according to the type of tree. The tree and fruit are metaphors Jesus used. I mentioned earlier that the adjectives referring to the trees and fruit are used to refer to the character and ethics of people. Jesus wants us to bear good fruit by his teachings so that we can become people of heaven. Then what do we need to do to bear good fruit? First, we need to bear fruit that comes from repenting our sins. Let's look at Luke chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father." For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. What we first need to do is undergo a process to change our nature. A thistle cannot become a fig tree according to the laws of nature. But who created the laws of nature? God can change thistles into fig trees and can change a wolf disguising as a sheep into a real sheep. Isn't God whom we believe the one who makes sinners righteous through his blood? What would God be capable of doing as the one who can make stones into the descendants of Abraham? But a bad tree that bears bad fruit does not change by itself to produce good fruit. It needs to undergo a process. First, we need to bear fruit that comes from repenting our sins. We need to seek God's mercy and come out of the wide path that we walked with ease and comfort. Do we not have a strong sense of pride in the corner of our hearts, such that comes from our alma mater or hometown? Do we not have a sense of pride that comes from when we registered with the church, the titles we are addressed by, and the years we have served the church? We need to stop actions of bad fruit and go into the arms of our Heavenly Father. This is how we can bear fruit from repenting our sins. We need to get rid of our spiritual pride. Second, we need to sacrifice ourselves. Let's look at John chapter 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. A grain of wheat can bear much fruit, but there is a precondition. It needs to fall into the earth and die. Without self-sacrifice, we cannot bear a lot of good fruit. Serving the church and sharing, which comes from a heart that loves the church and a heart of self-sacrifice, is essentially good fruit. There are people who want to stop serving the church when the year comes to an end. You should continue to serve the church, if not for special circumstances. Self-sacrifice through serving the church is like a grain of wheat falling into the earth and dying and producing much fruit. For those who have not been serving the church, you can check the church website to sign up for divisions that need your help. Third, we need to do God's will. Verse 21 of today's passage says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." People who do the will of God bear good fruit. A wolf that disguises as a sheep does not do the will of God. People who seek their interests by disguising this as the will of God does not bear good fruit. People can call out the Lord's name and shout out for justice, but if they go against the will of God, they cannot bear good fruit. In order to do the will of God, we need to know what this is. We need to be with the Lord if we want to know His will. We need to meditate on His word and pray on His word to be able to know, do His will. Even if we read and listen to His word and pray on it, it is not easy for us to do things according to God's will, as we face various situations and choices in life. Even so, We need to meditate on His word and pray daily. If we do not keep His word close and pray, it will be even more difficult to live according to His will. It would be virtually impossible. People who bear good fruit by doing the will of God will go beyond bearing fruit for themselves. When they become good trees that bear good fruit, the trees will become trees of life that can serve as channels so that others can bear the fruit of life as well. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and whoever captures souls is wise. The wise are the righteous and a good tree, and their fruit is becoming a tree of life. A tree of life refers to a person who guides people to the Lord, who gives us life. The people of the Lord, who are trees of life, give life to dying people to save them. This is what it means to capture souls. By doing the will of God, we must go beyond bearing fruit for ourselves and become trees of life that save those who are spiritually dead. We need to bear various kinds of good fruit in the Lord to be able to become channels to save people as trees of life. We need to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We also need to bear the fruit of light, which is found in all that is good, right, and true. People who bear such fruit can save a dying person. How do you feel reflecting on the past year? Lots have happened. But what meaningful events have there been? Let us think about what kind of fruits we bore. If you weren't able to bear good fruit, then let us now become people of the Lord who bear good fruit. First, bear fruit by repenting your sins, then become a self-sacrificing grain of wheat, and then let us bear fruit of the Holy Spirit and light by doing the will of God. And by bearing such diverse good fruit, let us live and also save the lives of dying people as the Lord's channels and trees of life. After 2 days, 2019 will come to an end and 2020 will come. A true new year will come when we become or continue to be trees of life that bear various good fruit. Let us meet a true new year by hoping and resolving to do the will of God and bear good fruit in 2020. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, many events took place in the past year. But we thank you for allowing us to be built in you, Lord, and for bringing us here to end the year by offering you the 52nd Sunday worship of the year. Looking back at the past year, we have lived in a mixture of truth and falsehood. We thank you for guiding us not to become eternal scapegoats of wolves that plunder, disguised as sheep. We thank you for providing us with your words of wisdom so that we can tell apart those who have not been called by you. Let us remember what you said about knowing people by their fruit. and remember that this will apply also to ourselves, and allow us the time to reflect on what kind of fruit we bore in the past year. If we were unable to bear good fruit, we would rightfully be cut down and thrown into fire. But thank you for your grace, which allows us another chance. Let us bear fruit of repenting our sins, fruit of self-sacrifice, and fruit of doing your will. By doing so, let us show we are your children, and let us become trees of life that show the way to heaven and to you, Lord. Let our church be built in you by bearing good fruit. And so let us joyfully greet the new year because of you, who are our strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.